two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Center near you that carries Olson's Plants at OGT.com. Steve Carlson, the KSL Traffic Center.
This afternoon, mostly sunny skies, but starting to see the clouds build as thunderstorms develop again later today. We'll see a high of 79 degrees. Thunderstorms will be on and off through the early evening hours and gone by tonight, partly cloudy, with a low of 57. And tomorrow, more thunderstorms in the forecast. These could contain heavy downpours. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 74 degrees. We have a very cloudy sky. KSL's top story. The Bible will no longer be on library shelves in Davis School District elementary and middle schools. That's after a review committee evaluated a challenge to the Bible over its contents. This happened under a relatively new Utah law. KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says this challenge could well be a means to challenge the law itself, not so much the Bible.
It's a message that somebody filed this with the school district, somebody who, a parent who's upset about the removal of some book that they thought should have been kept there, said, okay, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Why don't you take a look at the Bible and take it off the shelves? And boy, I think we're going to have to really take a second look at this legislation now.
We'll talk to the sponsor of that law coming up at 5:15 here on KSL News Radio. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is reaffirming its commitment to staying politically neutral. In a statement today, church leaders updated their past position by saying they remain neutral in matters of politics, but reserve the right to address issues with significant moral consequences or that directly affect their missions, teachings, or operations. KSL News Time 3:31. A day after it was approved by the House, the debt ceiling bill is now before the U.S. Senate, and Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he's going to be a yes vote. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the story. Amy?
Jeff, this comes after our other Utah Senator, Mike Lee, spoke adamantly against the deal yesterday, but Romney held a press conference call today with local media, and he says it's better than other alternatives.
It's not perfect. It has flaws. There are lots of ways it could be better, but in a government that is part Democrat and part Republican, it is a compromise that's better than the alternatives.
He says those alternatives were either defaulting on the debt or having more in the bill that Republicans couldn't support. And he says the deal is a big accomplishment for Republicans.
How you could ignore the fact that it's the biggest reduction in government spending in the history of the country is beyond me. That's a very big accomplishment. And at the same time, increasing military spending.
A vote in the House, a vote in the Senate is likely tomorrow. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The next step in the process for this debt ceiling bill might be fiddling with it. Senators want to make changes. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
Senator Tim Kaine has said that he wants to remove a provision in the bill that would expedite this natural gas pipeline that Senator Joe Manchin has been pushing for. We've also heard from the Bernie Sanders of the world saying they don't like the work requirement provisions in this. The Senator Mike Lee's of the world basically saying that they think this doesn't cut enough spending. So really the question is going to come down to how much will that amendment process hold up the vote?
They have to get it done by Monday or the U.S. could default. Meantime, President Biden has his veto stamp ready after the Senate passed legislation to undo his student debt relief.
The White House says again that President Biden will veto legislation passed by Congress that would block the Department of Education's federal student debt relief program. The bill passed the House last week and now heads to the president's desk. But the administration said in a statement last month that Mr. Biden will veto it, calling it a, quote, unprecedented attempt to undercut our historic economic recovery. The White House says the bill would, quote, deprive more than 40 million hardworking Americans of much-needed student debt relief. Moderate Democrats Joe Manchin and John Tester voted with all Senate Republicans to pass the provision. Independent Kyrsten Sinema also supported it. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Maybe he's going to run. Utah Speaker of the House Brad Wilson says retiring Congressman Chris Stewart has been a valuable resource for the state, someone lawmakers depend on.
I'll tell you, as Speaker of the House here, it is really comforting and reassuring to know that when we have an issue that we need help with in D.C., that we can call leaders like Chris and get their help. He's a good person. He's worked really, really hard for the state.
Speculation is that Brad Wilson is among those who could run for Stewart's seat in Congress, though he has not announced his intentions. KSL News Time 3:34, a bat has tested positive for rabies in Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has what you need to know.
First, it's important to note that rabies is rare, even among bats, and most of the time healthy bats steer clear of humans. But rabid bats might be more likely to approach or be approachable, and their bites or scratches can often go unnoticed because they're so small. Plus, the only way to know an animal has rabies is posthumous testing. So the Salt Lake County Health Department says you should avoid all wild animals and make sure your pets have their vaccines up to date.
Health officials say if you see a bat in a place where you normally wouldn't, avoid touching it and report it to animal control. Crews are cleaning up a huge mess that avalanches left behind this winter. UDOT's John Gleason says there were nearly 100 avalanches just in Little Cottonwood Canyon.
It really wreaked havoc on the canyon there, bringing down trees, rocks, all sorts of debris.
Gleason says as crews deal with the mess, hikers should use caution and avoid fallen trees and rocks. KSL News Time 3:35, the early part of the rush. We're covering it with First Look Traffic, and here's Mark Jackson.
Well, I'm looking for potential trouble because we have some messed up traffic on northbound I-15 at the south interchange, so there possibly could be a wreck on the northbound side of the freeway at 5800 South in Murray, and then I got already early delays on the southbound side now, 33rd South down through Midvale, southbound I-15. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
A 40-year-old story about a flood is on the way next.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.